And a very good morning to you. It is Friday, the 17th of September, 2021. And this is your friend Angus Buchan with a thought for the day. If we go to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, and two verses, 17 and 18. And Jesus said, "Every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit." The Lord says to us in verse 20, "By their fruits you will know them." So we've got to stop telling people all the time that we love them and maybe start showing them that we love them. I remember looking at a cartoon in a magazine many years ago. I've never forgotten it. And there was a drawing of a little boy holding a begging bowl and asking the minister who was standing, preaching to him with a big black Bible and a big fat stomach. And he was, the caption said, "Sir, will there be food in heaven?" You and I have got to put our money where our mouth is sometimes, don't we? Some of us have short arms and long pockets. It's not about the quantity, by the way. It's about the quality of the fruit. I had an orchard, a fruit orchard on the farm years ago, and we had all types of fruit in that orchard. And some of those trees bear a lot of fruit. But there was one small little plum tree. I've never forgotten it. It produced the sweetest, most delicious plums in the whole orchard. I'll never forget it. The juice was sweet, the flesh was blood red, and it was delightful to the taste. A few years ago, a very dear friend of mine drove in a motor car with his friend 600 kilometers from Johannesburg to the farm. He got out of the car. He said, "I want to pray over you." He anointed me with oil and prayed over me just before a very major meeting we were having on the farm. Then he got back in his car and he drove 600 kilometers back home. Now that's fruit that I will never forget. Another time, a young man and a few of his students from his church got in an aeroplane in Cape Town and flew all the way to Durban, hired a motor car, drove up to the farm, and he came and spent 15 minutes with me. That was all. I was going through one of the darkest times in my life, and he just loved and prayed for me. I have never forgotten that. This is the fruit that you and I must produce. When Jill and I first arrived on the farm and we built that little mud and wattle house, a very rich man from Greytown came to visit us one Sunday afternoon. He sat in our little one-roomed house, and after we'd given him a cup of tea, he was about to leave, and my wife Jill came out and said, "We want to just give you a half a bag of potatoes just as a gift." The man got very emotional. He said, "I've never been given a gift for a long time." It touched his heart. It's not the quantity, it's the quality, and it's the heart. Go and do so today. Jesus bless you as you produce good fruit. Goodbye.